My guest is Michael Crichton. He's the author of The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man, best-selling science fiction books that were made into movies. He began writing under a pen name to pay his way through medical school. He received his degree but left medicine to continue writing more novels, nonfiction, and screenplays. And he's directed two science fiction hits, Westworld, from his own script, and Coma, based on the Robin Cook novel. Michael Crichton's new novel, Sphere, explores the fears created by our own imaginations. I asked him why he chose this theme.
It seemed to me that for a long time I had an interest in doing a book that was about contact with an alien intelligence that was greater than our own. And I began to wonder what it might really be like. And I was also very interested in the possibility that such a contact might bring to the surface or make us become aware of aspects of ourselves that we don't ordinarily think about. And one of those aspects is our ability to imagine all kinds of things, positive things, negative things, and we just imagine as easily as we breathe. I mean, we're imagining all the time.
You seem to think that if we didn't have the means to repress our imagination and our thoughts, we'd all be pretty weird and pretty vicious.
I certainly think it's true that we all have a sort of stream of thought going on, which we tend to deny. You know, we all tend to present ourselves in a certain kind of a light, and the parts of ourselves which may be angry or aggressive or antagonistic or destructive, we tend as a society to say that's not there, to say, oh, I'm not that way, no. The fact that we ignore it means that it can be free in a way that it might not be free, that it can get away from us.
Your novel is also about how people project dangerous powers onto technology. Do you think, and specifically, I think you're thinking of computers, do you think we have irrational fears about computers?
Yes, I do. And I think we have irrational hopes as well. Computers, because they seem so mysterious, and I think also because they're still quite new, offer us the opportunity to project onto them our fantasies, or it presents this possibility of being some dark, sinister, big brother force. And in fact, it's just these little circuits with little electrons running through them. There's nothing much else to them.
Are there any particularly absurd fantasies that you've heard, negative or positive, about computers?
I think that the silliest fantasy was a positive one, in which people thought that you could make computer programs to serve as psychiatrists, and that we could all sort of hunker down in front of the terminal and tell the terminal our problems and it would answer us, and that we would move forward and become better, warmer, richer human beings as a result of our contact with the computer shrink. I mean, that seems to me about as dumb as anything I've ever heard.
In your novel, there's a sphere that appears to be from another universe. You have your main characters near it, waiting for some being from another planet to walk out, and they're expecting, oh my God, what if it's a huge reptile or a giant insect? And then they realize what we're thinking about is the movies. These are the expectations we have from films. Do you think that movies have really shaped our imagination and our fears?
Yes, I think absolutely. I think that one of the things that I wanted to do in this book was to represent a group of people who are, in a sense, post-literary. I mean, they are people whose psychological underpinnings and whose imagery, the imagery that they have available to them is imagery from things that they've seen, not things that they've read. And I think that's increasingly true of people in our society.
It's funny, we're talking about how movies create certain fears in the people who watch them, and you've added a few of your own. I guess I'm thinking especially of The Andromeda Strain, the idea of a virus from another planet coming down to infect us.
I guess the exploration of fears is, to me, a very important activity in terms of being able to release them. And also, on some level, which I'm not entirely clear about, it's very fun to be scared in the movies. You know, I mean, I think that it's tremendously enjoyable to think about a new virus when it's the Andromeda Strain, and it's tremendously unenjoyable when it's the AIDS virus, you know. And I think in a certain way that the function of fantasy is to let us make certain kinds of explorations that we're not free to make in real life because they're too painful.
What were the movies that most influenced you when you were young?
I think that almost without question, they were all Walt Disney movies. Only in the last year did I finally work up the nerve to get a videotape of Pinocchio and run it.
What scared you about Pinocchio?
It's so scary.
What's so scary about Pinocchio?
Well, you know, I looked at it and I couldn't find what was scary. I looked at it and thought, gee, was this the scary part? I don't know. I don't know whether it was the boys being turned into donkeys. I don't know what that was. And I know that Fantasia terrified me, the Sorcerer's Apprentice, and, you know, Mickey Mouse and the brooms that wouldn't stop. That was very frightening to me.
You know, in a way, this is really the big lie about keeping your children away from scary movies, because Disney, which is, you know, certified as terrific for kids, is actually very scary to a lot of kids, right?
Terrifying.
These movies scare the heck out of you, or they really made you cry. Are you sorry you saw them?
No.
So that's the thing. So it must be wonderful for kids to be scared.
Absolutely.
Movies. Yeah.
Sure.
You got started as a writer and then ended up directing movies, some of which were adapted from your own novels, like Westworld, The Great Train Robbery, and then you directed Coma, which is based on a Robin Cook novel.
Yes.
How did you end up in directing? How did you make that transition from writing?
When they were shooting The Andromeda Strain, I went on the set to look at it because I was tremendously interested in movies and I wanted to see what was done. And I looked at the process and I thought, I can do this. I don't know how to explain it. I just looked at it and I thought, I can do this. And then while I was trying to do it, other people were making versions of my books. There was a film of The Terminal Man, which I was very upset about. You know, I'd always thought that writers who said that they were physically ill at the sight of movies that were made from their books were exaggerating or that they were being indulgent. But I actually had to leave the theater. I was sick to my stomach. And so in part, it was also an attempt to protect my work or to do it the way that I wanted it to be done.
What scares you now in books or movies? You were telling us how frightened you still are thinking about your reactions to Pinocchio and other Walt Disney movies. Does anything have that powerful an effect on you now?
Yes, there is something. I think from time to time I see films where I know the people who made them, and I know that they're doing something which is meretricious, where they're doing something which is violent when they don't believe in violence, they're doing something which is inhuman or anti-human or something which is incongruent with the kind of people that they are, and they know the kind of message they're putting out into the society, and they know the potential destructiveness of that message, and they know you know, what they're contributing to, and they're doing it anyway. And that terrifies me.
This is a different level of fear.
Yes, this is a different level. Exactly right.
Is this something you're afraid of yourself? You're afraid of becoming because you've seen it happen to others?
No, that's interesting. I'm not afraid of doing that myself. You sometimes wonder if you'll ever work. I mean, if you won't do that. I mean, an awful lot of the movies that I see now seem to be MTVs for violence. You know, they seem to make them look really terrific as we maim and slaughter and destroy people. And that just doesn't seem to me to be right and worth doing. And I think that when people have tremendous visual sophistication and tremendous skills, that it ought not to be used in the service of rape, murder, and mayhem. I just think that on some level we have a responsibility.
It's kind of a funny thing to say from someone who writes suspense novels and science fiction.
Well, there's suspense and suspense, you know, and I think that, I don't know, I mean, on one level, I think I'm very often accused of being too much the other way. I mean, there's a sort of didactic schoolmarmish quality or a moralistic aspect to a lot of what I write that certain people complain about, but I guess it's my way of doing it the way I think it ought to be done.
Michael Crichton, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Michael Crichton's new book is called Sphere. He spoke to us from the NPR studios in New York.